couple of nights ago, KUVO listeners were treated to a performance of Ritmo Jazz Latino right here in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio. The collaborator of that band is Dr. Walter Barr. He's in the house this morning to talk about the First Note Foundation. First, thanks for all you do and for the gig the other night. Nice to play live on the radio, isn't it?
That's always fun. Excuse me. We always enjoy being here, and the folks at KUVO are always just so gracious to have us come in and play, and it's a special treat, and we appreciate being able to be here and to do things on behalf of the foundation and all the kinds of events that are coming up. I know that earlier in the day, for example, I heard Ron Miles' quartet. Wow.
Yeah, that was
and
quite
just
a day.
It blew me away. Ron's amazing, yeah.
You've endeavored into Latin jazz, so there's nothing nothing sleepy or relaxed necessarily about that. You're bringing this effort that you do with Ritmo Jazz Latino to the Crossroads Theater on Friday, but the benefit is the First Note Foundation, which does what?
Well, First Note Foundation is the kind of the dream child of Marcus Macari. Marcus is an amazing guy, and I heard him tell a story one time that kind of inspired him. He said he saw a commercial on television with kids that had pencils. It was like they were playing pencils instead of flutes and instruments. They were holding up pencils, and he thought, what can I do to get those kids instruments, which I thought is a fantastic, you know, kind of an idea. And so the whole idea with this foundation is to do two things. Number one, get to folks who may have an instrument sitting in their closet that their son or daughter or somebody played X number of years ago, this gathering dust, a flute, a trombone, a trumpet, a whatever, a clarinet, and to donate that instrument. And then the foundation itself is trying to generate enough money to get those instruments refurbished and into the hands of kids who otherwise might not have the opportunity to have musical instruments.
That project called the First Note Foundation. Dr. Walter Barr playing with Ritmo Jazz Latino in a benefit on Friday night. So let's get on common ground here. What was your first instrument, Dr. Barr?
It was the trumpet, I have to admit. It's the first and the last.
The first and the last.
seventh grade, sixth grade.
Oh, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, Phoenix, Arizona, long ago and far away.
Wow. So middle school band, and they said try out, and you had the good embouchure and...
I guess, you know, somehow it clicked. Sometimes it seems to me kids get in school and something hits them, you know, and that's what hit me.
you know, Dr. Barr, the trumpet, though, was always cool. You know, when I was in middle school in the 50s, elementary school, I wanted to play trumpet. And somehow I was the last in line. You know, they used to have the whole classroom, and if you weren't one of the first ones in line, you got something else, and I didn't get the trumpet. Next thing I know, I'm looking around, and all there is violins.
What'd you get? Yeah,
I got a violin.
Okay.
I'm going, wait a minute
all
here.
Right.
Back then, it was girls played violins. Yeah. Guys didn't play violins. But I took it. Right. I said, hey, I wanted to be in the band, so I took the violin, and took it home and just kind of tried to hide the case when I was coming to school. Didn't have a trumpet, man. Didn't have the trumpet.
The trumpet. That was it was cool.
What about you, Steve?
It was the piano. And so credit to Mrs. Mitchell, who lived, you know, five doors down.
Right.
And they tried their best to make me practice. Yeah. When I was finally on my own, I saved up, and somebody out there has my fretless Rickenbacker bass. A nice palm-colored fretless Rickenbacker bass. It's out there. I hope you're enjoying it. I miss it dearly. I got to a certain point.
Was it donated? Or?
I had to sell it for other reasons. And
okay.
You know, I got to a certain point in my playing where either I had to commit to the blisters.
I thought it was maybe freely commissioned by somebody.
No. So anyway.
Somebody paid you to stop playing?
They might have. Those are our stories. But you two can help the First Note Foundation get instruments into the hands of young people. The benefit is this Friday, Jazz at the Point, Crossroads Theater right there, and Friday night, 7 o'clock. And so come check out Ritmo Jazz Latino. You guys are stirring it up.
For me, it's a fascinating group. It's one of the most unique groups of players that I've had the privilege of working with. And I know that you guys probably know most of the guys in the group, but Victor Mestas from Venezuela is just an absolutely extraordinary piano player. Every time I work with him or play with him, he just knocks my socks off. He's amazing. Yeah, in fact, I think he already has a Latin Grammy to his credit.
Yeah, and the session you did Tuesday night in the Phyllis A. Greer Performance Studio was really enlightening. Everybody seemed to just be just gel. The band's coming together really well, Doctor.
Well, thank you. It's fun. Francisco Mejias, of course, is a conguero, and he has a group, Conjunto Colores. A lot of folks don't know that, actually, he was originally a conguero from Puerto Rico, of course.
Yeah, until he became a big star and, you know, and vocalist and, you know, he didn't want to mess with his hands anymore.
Yeah, well, we got him back. We got him back with those drums between his knees, doing his thing.
There you go. Yeah.
And, of course, rounding out the group is Howard Hernandez, who's a timbalero from Havana. And then Christine Barbosa is singing, of course. And you'll hear her. We're going to do this one cut. Yeah. And you'll hear her singing in Portuguese, actually. She's amazing.
Ritmo Jazz Latino. Only been together about 8 months.
Yeah, not too long. Yeah. So it's kind of an evolving process.
They're playing Friday night in a benefit at Crossroads Theater. Dr. Walter Barr,
set up this tune for us.
This tune is Tanto Saudade, and it features both Christine. She's singing in Portuguese. She also does, of course, Spanish and English, and it also features Victor on piano as well. Interestingly, I might simply say that if folks are wanting to check on tickets, let me mention that. Pardon me, it's the program is Jazz at the Point, and it's a benefit for the First Foundation. Tickets can be gotten at jazzatthepoint.org for this Friday, of course, and the phone number is 303-832-5206. And tickets are, of course, available at the door. And I might also note that this is a tax-free contribution as well. So giving of the instruments, helping kids in music, it's all good.
Dr. Walter Barr from Ritmo Jazz Latino and Friday's concert, jazzatthepoint.org.
Era tanta saudade.